Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update in this daily editorial from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. I'm chatting again with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, the company has consistently been coming out with drill results, a lot of news from this ongoing 58,000-meter drill program at the Enchi Gold Project. Some of the recent results, December 15th, these were released, yielded 2.35 grams per ton gold over 11 meters, almost 5 grams per ton gold over 6 meters. The importance of these drill results are they're from some different areas, areas outside the three current resource areas. Take us through where these drill results were and relate it back to where the resource areas are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Corey, and hi to all your listeners. So the results that we put out last week from Kojina Hill and Quachikrom, these are areas that we historically drilled about 20 holes historically, and we were quite excited to do follow-up drilling as part of our initial phase one program. So these two areas sit outside of our current 1.22 million ounce resource, specifically where they're located within our property. They actually sit kind of in the middle of our three resource areas and about 5 kilometers to the south, 3 to 5 kilometers, depending which target we're looking at, to the south of Niam. So very well located in terms of our ability to mine them in the future. And the results that we put out last week, we're very happy with those results. 10 holes from Quachikrom and 9 holes from Kojina Hill. Good mineralization in those holes. And we've actually now sent a rig back to Quachikrom to do some follow-up drilling at that target.
So in terms of the relation to some of the other resource areas, are you seeing similar mineralization in these about 19 holes that were released?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, across our property, we've got about 25 different targets or anomalies that we've identified, and what we've drilled at Kojina Hill and Quachikrom do look very similar to what we're seeing at Niam, and they actually sit along the same splay or shear, and they're basically to the south of Niam along that same shear. So look very similar from that perspective.
Okay, one aspect that you and I were talking about off mic too is that this Quachikrom area, or the results are showing that this is one of the deepest oxide zones on the property. How deep is this oxide zone and why is that important?
Yeah, so I mean, oxides are important in the sense that, you know, you can run a heap leach mine with oxide material, which is a much less capital intense way of mining, or a cheaper way of mining. So the fact that we've got such deep oxides across our property, in particular at Quachikrom, it's one of our deeper areas. The oxides there are about 75 meters, so that just kind of speaks to the nature of the current resource at a number of our current deposits. And then at Quachikrom, obviously we've been focused a lot on those oxides to ultimately look to hopefully bring those into the resource category over time and add them to a potential future heap leach type mining scenario.
So you even mentioned that you guys have moved a drill back onto Quachikrom. This is one of the benefits of being able to get your drill results back in a timely fashion. What's the attack strategy going to be now to delineate this potential resource?
Yeah, so one of the real advantages that we've had and why I've spoken in the past about Ghana being such a great country to operate in is the ability for us to get our assays back in a 2 or 3 week period. So that's been a real advantage, and that's highlighted here by the fact that we got these results back from Quachikrom. We were quite encouraged by what we saw, and once we finished up a number of the holes that we were drilling at Boeing, we sent the rig over to Quachikrom to follow up on the positive results that we had. And that's one of the real benefits, is that we can adjust our drill program as we go to ultimately follow up on good results that we get from the drilling that we're doing across our property. And we'll send the rig back to Boeing once we've got more holes planned there and continue to step out along strike. But yeah, the ability to kind of adjust and move the rigs around based on positive results is something that we think is a real benefit for us and for our shareholders ultimately.
So what's this follow-up drilling going to look like? What kind of step outs are you doing? What is the overall plan?
So Quatre Crom remains open along strike as well as at depth. So the follow-up holes that we're doing is stepping out from the existing holes that have been drilled, and ultimately looking to make more discoveries to ultimately increase the overall potential size of a resource that we'd eventually like to get to at Quatre Crom.
Now, heading forward in terms of near-term news flow, obviously going to be drill results. Where are these drill results going to come from?
So I just mentioned that we've finished up some additional drilling at Boeing. So there was a big gap area, well, two gap areas at Boeing where there just historically hadn't been any drilling done. So we've just completed a bunch of drilling within that gap area. So we've sent those results off to the assay lab, and we'd expect to get those back in and results out to the market in the first half of January, most likely. And then we've got another rig down at Seum at the moment, which is drilling down there. So we'll look to get January or February, look to get some results out from Seum as well. And then obviously the drilling that we're doing at Quatre Crom, or that we've just started now, we'll look to get those results out after Boeing and Seum. So yeah, there'll be a steady flow of results coming out for the first 6 months of next year, and we're excited about all that news flow and what that'll hopefully mean for our shareholders.
This program really is focused on making new discoveries, delineating those discoveries, and really adding ounces to the bottom line, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the other thing I might highlight just from a drilling perspective, so we've got those two RC rigs drilling at the moment. And 2 weeks ago, we actually had the first diamond rig show up on our property, and we've started to drill at depth at Boeing. So we're really excited about that. As I've kind of mentioned a couple times in the past on your show, where these greenstone hosted deposits really start to double, triple, and quadruple in size is typically at depth. And that's what we've seen with other deposits along the Bibiani Shear to the north of us. And we're excited to, for the first time ever, be drilling down to kind of 250 to 350 meters vertically and looking to make some higher grade discoveries as we get into those deeper sulfides.
Okay. One thing to note is that Luke will be taking part in a webinar with me on January 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will post a link to that registration page, and I recommend everybody signing up. Even if you can't attend, that does give you first access to the recording. And also send me any questions that you have for Luke for that webinar so I can get him to address those. Luke, appreciate your time today, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a very Merry Christmas.